It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're going to focus on the City of Angels Camp this morning. We're pleased to be joined in the studio by Rebecca Callen, the Angels Camp City Administrator. She stepped into the position not too long ago. City Administrator Callen, thank you for coming on and joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to focus on Angels Camp on this weekend show. First off, though, for anyone who's unfamiliar with you, what is kind of your background and how long have you been in the role of Angels Camp City Administrator?
So I started in the city as a city administrator in February of this year. Prior to that, I was with the Calaveras County Water District for 2 years. And prior to that, I was the Calaveras County Auditor Controller for 9 years. I've lived in Calaveras County for many years. I'm not going to say how many, but a lot. Most of my life. We moved here when I was 4 years old. My husband has lived here for over 50 years. We had a business in Angels for 20 years in town. And I have worked in government the majority of my career. So I have a very strong background in finance, in legislative actions, in how the state and federal government interacts with local agencies, grant funding, wastewater, water, building, planning. So I had a really broad breadth of knowledge to bring to the city.
So when you look at the City of Angels Camp, what would you say are kind of the biggest issues and challenges facing the city right now?
Right now, the biggest issues that we have really stem from economy. The economic development in the city is fairly stagnant. That's an issue that we've been experiencing for a number of years. If you go through the city, you will see a lot of empty storefronts. And in addition to that, part of what causes that is we just don't have affordable housing. So it's very hard to get workforce to those businesses. So our two areas that we're really going to focus on here are the economic development and coming up with action plans and programs and how to implement those programs to support existing businesses, attract new businesses that are what the city needs, in addition to identifying workforce housing, which the exciting news is that Habitat for Humanity is building a project. It's a 170-unit workforce housing project in the city limits. So we're really excited about that.
For anyone unfamiliar, where's that Habitat project located?
It's going to be right coming into Angels Camp near where Capello Park is. And there is going to be a combination of kind of apartment condominium type units as well as townhouses.
You know, to fill empty spaces too in the downtown area, is that something that the city works with other groups and like business groups with as well?
We do. We will work very extensively with Angels Camp Business Association as well as working with economic development partners in trying to develop programs. The other opportunity that we have is cities and counties received American Rescue grant funding, and we will be using some of our grant funding to push towards economic development programs to not only attract businesses, but also support businesses and residents within our city that have struggled through the pandemic.
And for the City of Angels Camp, where exactly are the kind of the lines and how far out does the city go?
So when you come into the city from San Andreas, right when you come in, you can't miss it. It's basically where Capello Road is, and there's the hotel right there. Then it extends all the way through 49, going towards Sonora, before you get, it's around where the car wash is, so Centennial, right around there. If you go Highway 4 towards Murphy's, it's just right up the new bypass. And if you go down Highway 4 towards Copperopolis, it's really right past where Greenhorn Creek and Angel Creek, Angel Oaks Road is right there.
And roughly how many people live in the city?
We have about 3,900 per the last census that was done. And that, we're definitely growing. We're just growing very slowly.
Okay. So there's kind of a little bit of an uptick in the city?
There has been, yes.
Is there still room for more kind of growth and development in the city limits?
We actually have a lot of untapped property within the city limits. Not a ton, but we do have some. So that is on our project radar. So those are projects that we're looking at. How do we develop those? So we're constantly working on that. You have to remember that anything like that takes decades to happen. So there's a particular area that we've been working on for about 20 years. So we are very hopeful that in the next few years, we'll be able to open up part of the middle of Angels.
Cities and counties across the state have been discussing budget over recent months as the new fiscal year started back on July 1st. You know, how would you say the City of Angels Camp budget is?
The city's budget is actually extremely healthy right now. One of the things with the pandemic that I think it was really hard for all of us to get our minds wrapped around exactly what the impacts were going to be was we saw an increase in property taxes, which unfortunately makes housing less affordable because housing prices went significantly up. But we also saw a significant increase in sales tax. And now with the pandemic being kind of lifted and people can travel around, we're also seeing quite a significant increase in transient occupancy tax. So the city's main points of revenue really stem from that transient occupancy tax, sales tax, because the City of Angels is the only incorporated city in Calaveras County. So it really is a shopping sector for the county overall. And then property taxes would be our third. Those sales tax and transient occupancy tax are volatile revenues. So we are very reliant on grants. So we spend a lot of time looking at grant opportunities.
I know talking with City of Sonora representatives on recent shows, they've told me that they're looking out, you know, years ahead. They're kind of concerned about long-term budget planning for rural cities like Sonora. Is there similar concerns like in Angels Camp?
Absolutely. Because the main operating revenues that we have are potentially very volatile. If there was another recession or, you know, really anything that is going to cause an issue with sales tax or transient occupancy tax, we do have some very healthy reserves. And those are there for a reason. So we are very mindful of our budget. I am constantly looking at ways that we can shave costs down, but also investing. I'm a strong believer in utilization of technology because I think it can just make our lives a lot easier and make our jobs more efficient.
When you talk about utilizing technology, what exactly do you mean?
So one of the things that we needed to do, and it went live last night, is we needed to completely redo our website. I think it's extremely important that customers and applicants and residents of the city have a platform to go to get most of their needs met. A lot of the calls that we get can easily be answered as long as we have a functional, easy-to-use website. I also look for ways that customers can pay easily online. So we're looking at ways that customers can pay online for their building permits, for their business licenses, for their, you know, anything with the police department that they might need to pay for. So we're always looking for that. We're also looking at ways that staff can utilize technology more efficiently through various workflows. So I am not a huge believer in paper. So anything that we can reduce paper and printing costs, I'm also looking to do that as well.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We're getting an update on the City of Angels Camp on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in the studio by Rebecca Callen, who is the city administrator for Angels Camp. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.